Chapter 11. The Rocks. We were in the car driving to a show just outside of Grand Rapids. I was riding with the band, while Mr. Jimmy and Herman E. Calloway were with the instruments in another car. I was feeling okay because the band members were not joking about me. They were joking about Roy, who was the only white man in the band. Roy and Doug were talking, and both of them said they were better musicians than Roy.
"You know that it's true, Roy," said Doug. "You're not the best musician, but you're in the band because Mr. Calloway needs a white face to buy things in Grand Rapids."
"What?" I said. "It's how the world works, bud," said Roy.
"A black man can't buy a place like the log cabin, so Mr. C used my name to buy it. And some white people won't allow us to play in their clubs or bars if they know that we're a band full of black men," said Steady Eddie. "So Roy is the face of the band."
"But what happens when you get there and they see you all?"
"It's too late for them to say anything then," said Roy. "And Mr. C says, if we aren't the best band that you've ever heard, then you don't have to pay us," said Steady Eddie. "That's never happened yet."
We laughed and joked about Mr. C all the way to the show. After the show, I had to ride back with Herman E. Calloway because I was packing the instruments in his car. He wanted to stay and talk with the owner of the club. After I finished with the instruments, I sat outside by the car and waited for Herman. I could hear him and the owner talking and laughing for a long time. When Herman E. Calloway finally came out of the club, he walked across to the side of the building and started kicking the ground. I walked across to watch him. When I got next to him, I could see that he was kicking rocks around.
"Do something useful, boy," he said to me. "Pass me that rock."
At the end of Mr. C's shoe, there was a small, round rock. I picked it up for him and looked at it. I couldn't see what was special about the rock. I gave it to him. He didn't look at the rock. He just put it in his pocket. "Mr. C," I said, "wasn't that just a rock?"
"It sure was," he said.
He started walking back to the car. "What are you going to do with the rock?" I asked. He got into the car, and I followed him. He opened up the glove box where most people keep a hat or maps. But this glove box was filled with lots of small, round rocks. They all had writing on them. I picked up one of the rocks. Written on it were the words, "Idlewild, Michigan, 5236. Another rock said, "Preston, Indiana, 6436. They were just like my rocks. I looked at Mr. C and said, "I've got some of these, sir." He said, "I do," I said. "They have writing and numbers on them, too." He said, again, and continued driving. "If you don't believe me, I'll show you," I said. I put his rocks back, then picked up my new saxophone case. I opened the case and took my rocks out. I waited for Mr. C to ask me about them, but he didn't. Fine, I could wait. I waited until we got back to Grand Calloway Station to show him the rocks. Mr. Jimmy came out to the car to help with the instruments. I put the rocks right under Mr. C's nose and said, "See? I told you I had some rocks like the ones you have in your car."
Where did you find these?
He asked.
I told you not to look around the room you're sleeping in.
He reached for the rocks, and I allowed him to take them. Mr. C looked at them.
Where'd you get these?
He sounded meaner than ever before. Mr. Jimmy heard him and walked across to us really quickly. He stood between me and Mr. C.
Herman, said Mr. Jimmy. What's wrong?
I told you about this boy, said Herman E. Calloway. He's stolen some things from the house.
No, sir, I haven't.
Then where did you get them from?
Said Mr. C.
I'm not going to ask you again.
Mr. Jimmy looked at the rocks and then at me.
Bud, where did you find these rocks? Just tell the truth.
Mr. Jimmy, I didn't find them or steal them. They've always been mine, I told him. I got them from my mama, and that's the truth.
Both Mr. Jimmy and Herman E. Calloway said, Your mama?
Yes, sir.
Bud, said Mr. Jimmy, where did your mother get these?
I don't know, sir, I said. She always had them.
Mr. Jimmy and Herman E. Calloway were looking at me carefully. Bud, what was your mama's name? Asked Jimmy.
Angela, sir, I screamed. I was so angry. Her name is Angela Janet Caldwell.
Mr. Jimmy said, Oh. Herman E. Calloway looked very surprised. He turned around and started walking slowly into Grand Calloway Station. That was when I knew. Herman E. Calloway really was my daddy. I said that to Jimmy.
I knew it. I knew that he was my father.
Bud, he is not your father, said Mr. Jimmy.
Yes, sir, he is. That's why he ran off like that. I finally found him after all these years. Mama gave me all the right information.
Bud, that's enough, said Mr. Jimmy. Herman is not your father. But Angela Janet is his daughter's name. If you're telling the truth, then Herman might be your grandfather. What was surprising was that I suddenly felt happy that Herman E. Calloway wasn't my daddy. I didn't want a daddy who was so old and mean.